Worms eat you when you, jy gaan het in Afrikaans sê, die worms vreet jou wanneer jy dood is. En dan bekommernisse eet jou op as jy lewendig is. So worms eat you when you're dead and worries eat you when you're alive. And it may sound very ungracious to some of you, but I can tell you this is so part of the grace message. And I really want to look at this morning. So let us just look at we're going to read Matthew chapter 6, verses 9-24. But I just want to explain the context for you. Jesus is preaching, and it's the Sermon on the Mount, the longest recorded sermon Jesus ever did. And so now Jesus is explaining in Matthew chapter 6. He starts first in chapter 5 with the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor, you know, all those things. And now he comes to chapter 6. Then Jesus talks about fasting. He talks about praying. Jesus talks about giving. And then Jesus says, you know, when you fast, other people shouldn't see how you look when you fast. Jy moet jy lang gesig het as jy vas is. And Jesus says, when you give, your right hand shouldn't know what your left hand is doing. In other words, you must give in secret. And then Jesus says, when you pray, you must pray in secret. And then every time Jesus says that, he says, because your Father in heaven will reward you. Now, if you read chapter 6, Jesus talks about rewards. He talks about values. What do you value? And he talks about secret. So Jesus in chapter 6 is talking about a relationship that you must have with me in prayer. There's a relationship that you must have with me when you give. There's a relationship that you must have with me when you fast. There's a relationship that you must have with me, and you must know if you have that relationship with me, then I will reward you. I will reward you. I will reward you in heaven. It's strange that Jesus says, I will reward you in heaven, eternal rewards. Not that he won't reward us here, but there's eternal rewards, and then there's temporal rewards. Tijdelijke beloning. So that's the context. Now Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19-24, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other one, or he will be devoted to the one, and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. So Jesus says, out of a relationship, I want you to know, in this instance here, from that relationship, I want you to know that you cannot have relationship, number one, with your material possessions. You cannot have an unhealthy relationship with your material possessions. Because Jesus is talking here about material possessions. And then Jesus says, you cannot have an unhealthy relationship with money. You can't have two masters. Now I call it, I've said it here, but I'm going to say it again. I call it the Zimbabwe dilemma. If you lived in Zimbabwe and your God is money, then guess how much is your God worth now? If your God is money and recession hits, guess how much is your God worth now? You can only grow as powerful and as big as the thing you submit yourself under. So if you've submitted yourself under money in Zimbabwe, then I've got bad news for you. It's an example that I use. So God is saying, look here, guys. And you must realize he's talking to rich people and he's talking to poor people here. It doesn't matter if you're rich and if you're poor. You have material possessions and you must have a right relationship with your material possessions. God is not against wealth. He's not against money. God is not against material possessions. But God warns us. He just says through his son, look, you must have a right relationship with it. Ek het nie probleem as jy baie goed het nie. Ek wil nie hê jou verhouding met die goed van so aard wees. Die goedjies moet nie vir jou beheer nie. Your material possessions should not be your master. And then Jesus says, he talks about the eye, and the bad eye, and the dark eye. And we don't know what Jesus is talking about, but what Jesus is saying, if you have a wrong relationship with things, if you have the wrong relationship with those things, you will have a bad eye. Your focus will be wrong. You won't focus on me, you'll focus on the things. And because of your wrong focus, you will make wrong choices. And then Jesus says through this, there's a connection between who you worship, who you serve, how you serve, and for what reason you serve. So are you with me? Please, this is not about being rich or being poor. Jesus has no problem with people being rich. Are you with me? Jesus knows that there are some people that's poor. But Jesus is saying, look here, if you have, I will keep you accountable for the little that you have or for the abundance. You must check your heart. Jy moet jou hartjie mooi bewaar. Of jy min het en of jy baie het, dis dieselfde vir almal. You know, so many poor people think, I want lots of money. If somebody gives a poor person 4 million rand, I can tell you now, you won't know what to do with it. We think when we have a lot of money, you know, it will solve our problems. I can tell you, lots of money gives you big problems. I can really say that. Ek het dit oor en oor gesien. Daar is so'n pragtige oompie wat daar by hom op julle werk. Hy het eendag vir ons gesê, as jy oppie jong, as ek hom nou net die lotto moet wen, ek meen hom maar. Hy gooi hom altyd so, as hy so iets sê wat nou rechtig, hy voel krachtig is, as hy sê, ek meen hom maar. Nee oppie, as ek hom nou wen, dan bou ek jou huis, nee oppie, ek meen hom maar man. Ek weet. Pragtige oom. But you know, it's the way we think. We think that money will solve problems. It doesn't. It's a right relationship with God. And that is what Jesus is talking about. So Jesus is laying the foundation. He's talking about material possessions. Everybody has material possessions. Daai kitaar moenie Karin se baas raak nie. Jesus is saying, you can't serve the guitar and me. Who's it going to be? Me or the guitar? Same thing. Then the ever mindful father says in Matthew chapter 6 and 25 to 33. So this is where we will stand still this morning and just talk about this. Therefore I tell you, do not worry what you will hear. Ach nee. Do not worry about your life. What you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store well in barns. And yet your Father in heaven feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? So do not, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not about tomorrow, for tomorrow will about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Jesus says something here. What does Jesus say? Kom, wat sê Jesus, wat moet ons nie doen nie? What does Jesus say we must not do? We shouldn't worry. Now please, don't get up tomorrow morning. Now you're going to go stand in front of the mirror and you say, Carlos said, I must not worry. I'm not going to worry. It's not going to work. We do not know how not to worry. Ons weet nie hoe om nie bekommerd te wees. Ons ken nie, ons weet nie hoe nie. Wys my so iemand, as ek bly vir hom. Hy moet dit vir my ook leer. But we can't do this. We worry naturally. How many times does Jesus say we should not worry? Did anybody count? Die man sê so 10 times. He's definitely reading another Bible. What version are you reading? Nathan's translation. Jesus says 5 times, don't worry. Now, thanks Nathan. At least he took a shot at it. Huh? What should we not worry about? Food? Clothes? Ooh, wait. I want all the ladies to say the second one. We should not worry about? Hey. And the last thing that we should not worry about? Can anybody? Oh man, Tina says spoil it, man. How long you are going to live? Now, do you understand now? Jesus is explaining to us, look you guys, you must have a relationship with me. I will reward you. And your reward will be according to what you value. If I pray and I fast so that people can see me, you know, and then Broer Nathan comes and Broer Nathan says, hey man, you pray a lot, I honor you, hey, you're my China, I love what you're doing. If that is the reward that I want, then that's my reward. But I won't get a reward in heaven. So if your reward and you value what people think of you and our people, that's fine. But all I want to say is you must have a relationship with me because I will reward you in heaven. Then Jesus says, look here, you can't have a relationship with material things. An unhealthy relationship. Now we do need material things. And then Jesus says, you can't have a relationship with money. Now Jesus gets practical. These three things, food and clothes, that's the necessities of life. This is eenvoudige goedjies. Jesus says, moenie haar worry nie. En aan die ander ene, the biggie, you know, the necessities of lives are the food and the clothes, but the biggie is how long you're going to live. That Jesus is touching on the fear of death. So, what was Jesus saying? Jesus was saying, if we go to the next slide, can we just throw it there, please? Worry is the excessive concern over the affairs of life. We must understand what Jesus meant by worrying. It's the excessive concern. Dis oordrewe, ek het hom daar in Afrikaans gesit. Dis ongesond. Dis so 'n ongesonde kwelling. Dit strem nie lekker met jou binneste nie. Jesus, that is what Jesus was saying. So let's just look at worrying as Jesus explained it in this instance. First of all, can we go to the next slide, please? Worrying breeds uncertainty. Ongesonde bekommernisse maak dat 'n mens onseker is. Secondly, it brings paralysis and it strangles us. It's almost as if something is choking you and it's just pressing all the life out of you and you can't breathe. Then, the third one, it dominates our lives and our values. Dit domineer ons, oorheers ons. Ons gaan nou kyk dieper daarna. Now, worrying, it distracts us from the things that are really important in life. Now, Jesus never said that you shouldn't have clothes, you shouldn't have food, you shouldn't have material possessions. Jesus never said that, and I'm also not saying that. Exodity. What Jesus is teaching us is, guys, you know the evil eye, the bad eye where Jesus was talking about. Jesus says, look here, if you're going to focus on those things, you're going to have the wrong focus. Dan word die ouens, ek is van waar ek sit God jaloers oor jou. I'm jealous. I'm God, I'm jealous. And I want you to focus on me. And from me, if you have the right relationship with me, you will have the right relationship with these things. From the right relationship flows right relationship. So that is what Jesus is saying. Are you with me? Now, if you're a Christian and you worry like this, it's a sin. The sondele. Now, I don't want you to feel depressed now. If you read Matthew chapter 5 and chapter 6, there are some things that Jesus says that we will never be able to do. For instance, Jesus says, don't judge. Show me a person in this world that does not judge. Show me people in this world that are trying not to judge. They don't all agree with you. You understand? So it's a really hard saying that Jesus is talking to us about here. Now, you know when your focus is not right, then you know that that there's something wrong here. And now, I want to define it even more. How do you know when you are worried? So ek gaan nou prakties vir jou wys hoe weet jy wanneer jy nou bekommerd is. Ons moet gou kyk. First, the thing that you worry about, it captures your heart. What do I mean by that? It's the first thing that you think of when you wake up in the morning, and it's the last thing that you think of when you go to sleep in the evening. That's one of the signs that you are worrying. Secondly, it's dividing your mind. It divides your mind. Every time you think of something during the day, it's that thing. Kom weer so terug. Ooh, daai ding. Ooh. It just comes back. It hits you. Thirdly, it's controlling your life. When you find yourself bringing it up in every conversation, the people's talking about the mountains, the snow, then you talk about that thing that worries you. So I must be honest. I do worry a lot because I fall into those categories. I must be honest, I do worry a lot. Bekommernisse, kwellinge. Sometimes I don't even have to say it, you just have to sit with me when you're in my house and my guards are down. You know how we Christians are, we have guards up when we're in front of people. You give them the Colgate. Now, when your guards are down, And if people were to listen to where you breathe, they will hear. You know, when you're really old. So I think we must be honest. A lot of us, we do worry. Huh? It just catches us off guard. And I know it's a difficult thing for us to get rid of because it just comes so naturally with where we live. But now I must bring the balance. There are legitimate concerns. Can we just go? Yes. If you can go back, just look at this beautiful quote, this Chinese proverb. Worrying gives a small thing a big shadow. Isn't it something powerful? You can meditate on that, but let's go on. A legitimate concern is a besorgdheid. It motivates us to take an initiative. We are careful, we are cautious, and we do it in faith, and we find a solution. Met ander woorde, besorgdheid is wanneer ek sien hier is 'n probleem, en ek gaan in geloof en versigtigheid in hierdie probleme en ek kyk hoe ek dit oplos en ek los die probleem op. Worrying never gives you a solution. Ongesonde bekommernisse, jy kry nie 'n oplossing vir jou probleme en ek kan jou nou sê jy's net nog meer bekommerd. And we must say to each other right now, there's some stuff that we should stop worrying about because we can do nothing about it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Maar ek wil net sê, daar is 'n plek waar 'n mens 'n probleempie kan oplos, maar dis 'n besorgdheid, dis iets baie, jy weet, positief. God het dit gegee. But it's different. That thing is not controlling your life. You have a solution. But in other words, it never beheer over your life. You see now, see problem, you los it up. Klaar oor, for in verby. Are you with me? The difference between the two. Sien julle die verskil tussen die twee? As daar enige iemand wat hierdie verskil tussen die twee verstaan, steek gou jou hand op. Is there anybody that doesn't understand the difference between the two? So you all with me on the same page? That's legitimate concerns. Now, let's just read what Jesus says. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Right there lies the answer to so many of our problems. Who can spot the answer? Look around. One part of it. We've got a heavenly Father. We're getting closer. Valuable. Valuable. Do you know why we worry a lot? Because we have poor self-images. As jy 'n swak selfbeeld het, dan bekommer jy jou vrek. Poor self-image. Right there, I think, is a key to this morning. Now I know why God wants to tell so many of us this morning, I love you, I love you. Come with open arms as jy swaar bemoeid en belas is. Al hang jy net aan 'n takkie, ek is nog steeds lief vir jou. Hardloop in my arms. Nou kom Serena, nou bid Serena oor liefde. That is what, because there's so many of us, we have a poor self-image. And it's important, because we need to understand this. We want to do Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. First seek ye the kingdom. Now you can't seek the kingdom if you do not know how valuable you are. It will be hell. There's so many Christians seeking the kingdom, but they don't know how valuable they are. Now in verse 33, Jesus says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. What things? All the things that we just talked about now. The material possessions, the money, the food, ladies, the clothes, all those things God will give to you. Number one, if you know how valuable you are to Him. You know, Joseph Prince says something beautiful. He says good things happens to those who know that God loves them. Goeie dinge gebeur altyd met mense wat weet hoe lief God vir hulle is. Bad things always happen to people that does not see God's goodness. God is good to us, hè? Huh? Bram, God is goed vir ons, né? Nee. Jy sê, hy kyk regtig mooi na ons. He's really looking after us, guys. I must tell you that. And I know some of us, we're not experiencing it. But I can tell you, if you look around you, God is really good to us. And He values you. You are valuable to Him. So let us consider our ways. God is life. Let's read. Is not life more important than food and the body more important than clothes? Oh, people, life. God has given us life. What is life? Wat is die lewe? What is life? It's that thing that God placed inside of you. You know that day when you gave your life to the Lord, something switched on, that's life. He has given it to you in abundance. It's that inner mental stability. When everything comes against you, sickness and financial troubles, there's an inner mental stability within inside of you. It's called life, the spirit that God gives you. It's something so beautiful where you can just stand and say, God, I know you've given this to me. You know, life is a gift from God. If He gives you life, He will sustain it. God gave you life, He will sustain it. You know? And Jesus, the way He argues is, Jesus says, life is more important than. So Jesus says, if life is more important than, if life is more important than, you will have clothes to wear. You will have something to eat. Now, what Jesus did not say is that there will not be difficult times. He doesn't say that. There will be difficult times. There will be times when there is no food in the house. There will be times like that. There will be times that all the debt will just come against you. You know, sometimes we make bad decisions. Sometimes we don't make bad decisions. Bad stuff happens to us. Iemand ry in jou in. Somebody drives with a car into the side of your vehicle. You know. Then your child gets sick and your medical aid is depleted. How are you going to pay the medical bills now? It's 15,000 rand. How are you going to do that? Two partners, they start a business. Then the one partner leaves, leaving the other partner with debt. You know, these things do happen. Jesus never said that's not going to happen. It does happen. You get the report of a sickness. But Jesus says, what I've given inside of you, it's more precious. It's life. You know, Judas had life, but he sold it very cheaply. He sold it for 30 pieces of silver. And sometimes we sell ourselves very cheaply. Don't sell yourself cheaply. I was talking to Colin the other day, and I just told him, look here. You know how precious you are to the Lord. Do you know with what did God buy you? Kenan, with what did the Lord buy? Waarom het die Here vir jou gekoop? With His blood. Sy bloed. You're not cheap. Jy is nie goedkoop, jy is met die bloed gekoop. So don't sell yourself cheap for cheap stuff. Don't sell yourself cheap. You're valuable. I always make the joke. The Lord showed me the other day, wouldn't it be powerful when it's news time, economic news, they can show you the dollar to the rand, the pound to the rand, the euro to the rand, and then they must also have in there the blood of Jesus. How valuable it is. Hard currency. That, doesn't it excite you? That God paid for each and every one of us with His blood? And everybody outside of church that haven't given their life to the Lord, Jesus also paid for their lives with the same blood. Aren't we precious? Somebody once said, we love ourselves far too little. We love ourselves far too little. Isn't it so true? I'm not talking about arrogance, but let's go on God's best. Are you not much valuable? Are you not much more valuable than they? You deserve the best because God sees you as His best. You deserve the best because God sees you as His best. You know, when funny things start happening, if you think what God has given you because He values you so much, have you ever seen when the crisis hits and sometimes you're the only one standing? You look around at your job and then you see nobody is standing. Everybody's running away. Everybody's panicking. Where are they? Then you think, now, how does this... You know why? It's because God gave you the best. It's here. Nobody can take it away from you. It's because He values you. God heg soveel waarde aan jou. Wanneer almal spaander in verskillende rigtings, daar staan jy nou maar. Wanneer iets so onmiskenbaar en so mooi binne in jou geplaas, ongeag. And it's important that we do understand this, that we shouldn't have misplaced values. That is what Jesus is talking about here also. You know, Jonah, you don't want to go preach to the Ninevites, but I tell you, you have wrong values, Jonah. I value those people. Jonah, ek is so lief vir hulle, maar jou waarde systeempie. Jy maak verkeerde sommetjies, maar Jonah, ek wil vir jou leer. I value those people, Jonah. I love them. You know, I've made them, I fashioned them. They are valuable to me. It's precious, huh? It is so precious. You know, sometimes I do have a heart for animals. I love animals. But sometimes we make more of a fuss about animals dying than people dying. You know, if the whales, if they lie on the beach, whoo, das is nobody, knees, kamera, and the whales. But you know, nobody says anything about abortion. You know, we have misplaced values. You know what I'm trying to say here? I'm not against animal rights and all of that. It's just we have misplaced values. What's most important to God is not most important to us. But it's because we do not value ourselves. You understand what I'm saying this morning? Then God's strength. Look at this. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Woo! It's that place of helplessness and hopelessness. Helplessness. None of us knows when we're going to die. And so we do worry about that also. As Botox and ek wat nog Piet en ek weet nie wat nie. And tummy tucks. And, you know. When I look young. You know, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't exercise. You must exercise. You must have 1.5% fat. You look at the models. They're so thin. You see the bones here. And I think, oh, her husband must be bleeding. She's stabbing him to death. You know, misplaced values, wrong thinking. You know, and it's all we want to live a long, healthy life. You know, but that's a weakness you cannot run from. None of us knows where we're going. Marius, you say new man, you weet nie wat jy tyd is. I actually think the Lord will tell you. He will prepare you if He is child. If you have a relationship with God, I do believe God will tell you, look here. I don't know, I may be wrong. But I'm speculating now. It's not, I'm just speculating. It's just my opinion. It's not scriptural. But anyway, just put on the next quote. A man can worry himself to death But he can't worry himself into a longer life. You can worry yourself to death, but you can't worry yourself into a longer life. And then God's providence. For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. God will provide for you the least when you expect it. But you see, this is a trust issue. Trust is a funny thing, even when it comes to God. You know, it's really difficult for us sometimes to say that we trust the Lord. I mean, if you say that you trust, it's hands off, you sit back, you relax, you don't worry. God, you do your thing. But God will provide. God is saying there's other, God said that the pagans, there's other religions running around seeking these things, but all I want to tell you, because I value you, I will give to you, you will never lack. And so when we hear God saying, Jesus saying, we will never lack, we think, oh, my cupboards will be full of food every day. No, that's not what Jesus is saying. You see, we read into the Bible what we would like to hear, but we don't know what Jesus was actually saying there. Jesus is saying, look here, I'm enough for you, and if I'm enough for you, you will have enough. Always. That is why you can seek the kingdom when you know how valuable you are. You can seek the kingdom. I will never forget when I decided to marry Almery. You know, I didn't have a permanent job as a teacher. I had to sign a contract every 3 months and then every 6 months from the year 99. End of 99 till 2004. So when I got saved, you know, 16th of May, I just said, God, I really want to marry this woman, but I don't have a permanent job. Wat ek nou maak, ek mos maar van mos nou 'n bietjie sorg. Mos maar van sorg. It's my responsibility, you know, as a man, to look after my wife. And I was in a tailspin, so I got saved the 16th of May. In June, they released the bulletin. Now, the bulletin is the book in which all the teaching posts are advertised, that you can apply. From the Western Cape, Mpumalanga, Gauteng. And so everybody can apply. So I applied. I saw there was the post that I was in, you know, the job, the position as a maths and biology teacher. So I applied. Now, one thing you must remember, when you apply for a teaching job, you know, at a school, your things have to be in the correct order. Your CV, and then it's your this certificate, and then that certificate, and then that. And then you must have a SAY certificate. It's so that they can see that you are registered with the South African Council of Teachers. And then you must have a letter from your pastor, and then you must have this. Now, if it's not in the direct order, so what happens is, you apply, then you will send it to your local area, which is Cape Town, head office there. Then what they will do, they will check it. Now, if you're in Joburg and you want to apply for the job here, then you must also send yours to Joburg. So now, everybody across the country, they can apply for this job. So now, that package, it comes to head office in Cape Town, then they will look at it. Okay, it's in the correct order. And then from there onwards, if they've shifted through everything, they will send it to the school. Then the school will take the package, these applications, and then the school will do the kortlys. What's it, kortlys? Shortlist. Then the schools will do the shortlist after they've done theirs. And so I heard along the grapevine that die pakket daar 'n vier. God. And so I also heard along the grapevine, I wasn't supposed to hear it, you know. But I heard it. And I never asked for it, you know. People came to tell me, look, hey. You know how people are. Kom maar, gij. See, now, and you know what we are? What? So, as this one guy told me, when they cut open the package, they took it out. The only person that applied for their job was Carlos Moses. Nobody else applied for the job. Me alone. So now I had to go for an interview. Me alone. So where's my enemies? Nobody. You know, now you sit there. So everybody's worried. Did you apply for this? Did you apply for that? I'm sitting there. Did you? I say, yes, I applied. Is it you alone? I say, yes, it's I'm alone. Then people look at me now. How is this possible? You know, God's providence in the way that He will do it. I had a really poor interview. It was my first official interview for a teaching job. It was really poor. I stuttered. Ek het onsamenhangend gepraat. Agterna dink ek, yes! So kan 'n mens nou treuriger as dit word? Regtig om op. Ek het, you know, but the job was mine. The principal officer told me, "Woo, jy het maar nonsens gepraat hè, maar jy's nou deel van die span." I say, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, you know, it's the way God honors us, guys. You know, Elmer and I, we never had a honeymoon. Things were just too hectic. And the year after that, somebody in this congregation, you know, Heracles was still the pastor, they just said, look here, we want to bless you with a honeymoon in Iceland. So now I'm smiling. God, I didn't expect this. Ek het dit nie verwag nie. You know, all paid expenses. A bath so deep and so wide. Ek het al die water ingetap met skuim. Vol, Edward. You know, it looked out on the Black River. It's the Black River Water Lodge in the Neisner Woods. I had a balcony, Nathan. I felt like a king with my pajamas. My pajamas had such a sack gehad. It was beautiful. South Help Bar. The bar is open 24 hours. You just go, take what you want, and then you just sign. Afterwards, you leave, then you pay, and then you go. You know, they trust you. Served with braai and sasatis and everything. And God provides in ways and means because He values us. You know, when He gives you gifts, He's so excited to see how you're going to react. And sometimes we get so religious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, and I don't think that impresses God. I think, yes! You know, God loves that. Because it's something real from our hearts. This iets uit ons hart uit. You know, Carl and I, he's not hype, Nikki. I like to move it, you know. Guys, I really know that God wants to give. You know, the problem is God gives every day. You know that's a problem? Do you know why it's a problem? Because we haven't learned to receive. It doesn't lie with Him giving. Every day, He will give you what you need to sustain life. And even if you're a businessman under a lot of pressure, you won't crack. It's only out of our stubbornness that things will really turn really bad. Otherwise, if you do the following three things, and this is not a three-step plan, please, I don't have a plan for you. But the first thing, and I'm saying this over and over again in our congregation, but I'm saying, be honest, please, guys. You must start with being honest. Eerlikheid. Julle, eerlikheid voor die Here en eerlikheid met mekaar. Be honest. I've been around Christians long enough just to realize how dishonest we are. Ons lewe is asof niks fout te sien. We love if there's nothing wrong. And I think we confuse it with hope and faith. Hoe gaan dit? Dit gaan goed. Ek het geloof. You see, we confuse that thing with faith. No, I have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing is wrong. You see, we confuse it with hope and with faith. Like Alma said, it's okay. You must just be honest in telling the Lord how you feel. Then secondly, be patient. Because you will see there's so many things. How do you not worry? Can somebody tell me? I don't have a 5-step plan in teaching you how not to worry. Ek het hier 5-step plan om vir jou te sê, jy moet nie bekommerd wees nie. All I can say is be patient. The Lord will help you through it. And be patient with one another. That's so important. And then wait. And that's the difficult part. It's not something that you do now and you have to, you still have to work, you still have to apply for jobs, everything, but there's just a stillness within your heart and within your mind. Be still, wait on me. I will come through for you. Now, that is not something that I can teach you, but it's something that you must go to the Lord with. And I want to talk to the married couples now. Be patient with one another, please. You learn things about each other as you go on that will really be difficult. Don't get impatient. Allow each other to be honest. Just be honest with how you feel. I'll tell you why. We're so busy. We don't get enough time to tell each other how we really feel. So Elm and I, we've been really honest with each other. And I mean really honest. You really don't want to know that. We've been telling each other stuff that has been there within our hearts. And we don't get time for it. And sometimes it's not lekker to hear Elmery say some stuff. But I'm patient. I'm just teaching myself, be patient, listen to her. And there's so much truth there. And then I can go, and then I can work it through with the Lord, and then I can come back and I tell, look here, Bokie, this is how I feel, and this is what I think. You with me? And it's really important. Then we have to wait. Because there's certain stuff that only God can clean from our heart. You see, the message of grace, it's so difficult because it's in circumcision of the heart. It's a cleansing process of the heart. And if stuff needs to get out of our heart's filth, you can't do it with a 5-step plan. God must do it. And that is why you feel like you're feeling now. Frustrated and angry and bitter and resentment. And it's just so many things that goes through your mind and the way you feel. And all that you want to say is, stop it, asseblief. It's not lekker inside, but God is saying it's fine. My grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. And so many people, they can't understand it. But I want to tell you in a safe place, as long as you're honest. Honest. So what I am going to do now, I'm going to let Colin come and then I'm going to let her sing that song again. But now I want you to listen how valuable you are. And then at a time, Colin, I really want you to encourage us just to sing the chorus. Sara, jylle kan my hier sit hoor. Mario, sit daar. Then I really want you just to feel how valuable you are. Father, I pray that people will meet with you this morning in such a special and unique way because your presence makes us different, God. Your presence sustains us. God, not a sermon. Here, dis 'n preekie wat mense verander. Here, as u nie in die gebou hier is vandag nie, dan moet ons my die deure toemaak, Here. God, we really want to be with you. You sustain us. You love us and you're so valuable. En dit was vir my net vanoggend so pragtig hoe die Here met mamas, met babas op die heupe weer bietjie weg. Hulle kom so met hulle babas op hulle heupe so die na, my vrou. It's just so precious how God works. It's just so beautiful. Never doesn't work the same way over and over, differently. So let's just sing this song.
He is jealous of me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. He is jealous of me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how you love us. Oh, oh, how you love us. How you love us so. Drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes, and if grace is an ocean, we are all sinking. So heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest, and I don't have time to make these regrets when I think about the way he loves us. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. Let's sing together. How he loves.